Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 2, Why Mayavadi Philosophy is More Dangerous Than Buddhism or Atheism. The form of the Supreme Lord, which is beyond the modes of material nature, is not like the forms of this material world. Krishna's form is fully spiritual and cannot be compared with any material form. According to Vedic literatures, one who does not accept the spiritual form of the Supreme Lord is an atheist. Because Lord Buddha did not accept these Vedic principles, the Vedic teachers consider Buddha to be an atheist. Although Mayavadi philosophers pretend to accept the Vedic principles, they indirectly preach Buddhist philosophy or atheistic philosophy and do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mayavadi philosophy is inferior to Buddhist philosophy, which directly denies Vedic authority. Because it is disguised as Vedanta philosophy, Mayavadi philosophy, therefore, is more dangerous than Buddhism or atheism. Vedanta Sutra was compiled by Vyasadeva for the benefit of all living entities. It is through Vedanta Sutra that the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga can be understood. Unfortunately, the Mayavadi commentary, Sharirika Bhashya, has practically defeated the purpose of Vedanta Sutra. In the Mayavadi commentary, the spiritual, transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been denied, and the Supreme Brahman has been dragged down to the level of the individual Brahman, the living entity. Both the Supreme Brahman and the individual Brahman have been denied spiritual form and individuality, although it is clearly stated that the Supreme Lord is the one supreme living entity, and the other living entities are the many subordinate living entities. Thus, reading the Mayavadi commentaries on Vedanta Sutra is always dangerous. And the chief danger is that through these commentaries, one may come to consider the living entity to be equal in all respects to the Supreme Lord. It is easy for the conditioned living entity to be falsely directed in this way, and once one is so directed, he or she can never come to one's actual position or enjoy one's eternal activity in Bhakti Yoga. In other words, Mayavadi philosophy has rendered the greatest disservice to humanity by promoting the impersonal view of the Supreme Lord. Thus, Mayavadi philosophers deprive human society of the real message of Vedanta Sutra. From the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, it is accepted that the cosmic manifestation is but an energetic display of the Supreme Lord. The very first aphorism of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadiyasya Yataha, describes the Supreme Brahman as He from whom everything emanates. Everything is maintained by the Supreme Brahman, and everything is dissolved in the Supreme Brahman. Thus, the Absolute Truth is the cause of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Just as the cause of a piece of fruit is the tree, when a tree produces a piece of fruit, one cannot say that the tree is impersonal. The tree may produce hundreds and thousands of fruits, but it remains as it is. The fruit is produced, and it develops and stays for some time. then it dwindles and vanishes. But this does not mean that the tree also vanishes. Thus, from the very beginning, Vedanta Sutra explains the doctrine of byproducts. These activities of production, maintenance, and dissolution are carried out by the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Lord. The cosmic manifestation is a transformation of the energy of the Supreme Lord, although the energy of the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord Himself are non-different and inseparable. Just as a touchstone may produce great quantities of gold in contact with iron, but still the touchstone remains as it is. So, despite his producing huge material cosmic manifestations, the Supreme Lord is always in his transcendental form. But Mayavadi philosophy has the audacity to reject the purpose of Vyasadeva, as explained in Vedanta Sutra, and to attempt to establish a doctrine of transformation which is totally imaginary. According to Mayavadi philosophy, the cosmic manifestation is but the transformation of the Absolute Truth, and the Absolute Truth has no separate existence outside the cosmic manifestation. This is not the message of Vedanta Sutra. This transformation has been explained by Mayavadi philosophers as false. But it is not false. It is only temporary. The Mayavadi philosophers maintain that the Absolute Truth is the only truth, and that this material manifestation known as the world is false. Actually, this is not the case. The material contamination is not exactly false because it is relative truth. It is temporary. Because there is a difference between something that is temporary and something which is false. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 2, Why Mayavadi Philosophy is More Dangerous Than Buddhism or Atheism. Recorded September 7, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashodanandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.